You've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
You gotta clean it.
Excuse my feet.
Nice.
That'll help the indoor air quality around here.
Woo. You indoor know, my air sleeve, quality. My right hand's, I haven't got to my right side yet.
Oh, we've only used one sleeve so far. We're going to have an incredible allergen season here, I imagine, I'm predicting, just based on we were out riding horses up around above between Saguaro Lake and Four Peaks.
Oh, nice.
On Monday. And Romy, it is a carpet of wildflowers and weeds. It is absolutely it, and I mean it's just beginning to wake up. I mean it's going to be an incredible spring this year. So what do when the weather's this nice? We throw the doors and windows wide open, right? That's what we all do.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Why not? You're looking at an Arizona Highways issue. Is that the one?
Say yeah, March is.
It gives you all the places to go see wildflowers.
Yeah. We're gonna be able to see a lot of wildflowers while we're out this spring too.
We're on the road
up in Flagstaff next weekend. It's like the 25th or
the 6th. the home show at the Sky Dome, the Walk Up Sky Dome. So I'm anxious about that. That'll be a lot of fun.
It's a great home show. We were there last year, and we're gonna be 2 weeks after that on and two different locations.
This is broadcasting history we'll be making in 3 weeks. Broadcasting history.
You'll be at Westworld.
Yes.
For the
Home Building Expo.
I'll be in Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show.
We'll be covering two home shows at two different locations,
we'll just, all at the same time.
We'll
alternate segments. You take the first and third. I'll take the second and fourth.
The magic of sending radio beams into satellites and bringing them back to your radio allows us the flexibility of going anywhere we want.
And while we're out on all these shows, we're also busy expanding. We have Casa Grande Referral Network that's launched here. I have some great partners there. Brutinel Plumbing and Electric, Cooper Painting, High Desert Air Conditioning.
Presidential Desert, Pools. Desert,
yeah. And not only partners in construction industry, but we have KGVY and Green Valley is now broadcasting the Rosie on the House radio program. So if you're down Nogales, Sierra Vista, Green Valley.
Sororita, Vale.
Yeah. You can catch us on KGVY.
They've got good music.
You like that station, don't you?
Yeah, they've got good music. I was really enjoying that.
That's our second music station, so it's nice having, in addition to our talk affiliates, a couple music stations just to reach more demographics and the radio listeners.
Trying to cover Arizona with great information on what you can do to drive up the quality of your life here in the great state of Arizona. It's what we do here at Rosie on the House. It's our goal and our objective to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Keep up with all of it. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. Tell us what region you're in, and we'll tell you when and where we'll be in that area and other things going on as it relates to either housing or quality of life. Or, you know, a lot of times we just fun stuff to do in Arizona because it's a great state.
And I do want to talk about that in just a minute, but we got to go back to Whole House Energy Audits.
Energy Audit.
We had John from Sun City calling. Apparently, he got one of the better home performance energy audit companies out to his house. I want to tell you, I am sent a lot of energy audits to my office, and they're faxed to me, they're scanned and emailed to me, they're snail mailed to me, and I cannot believe what some of these home energy audit companies are recommending. Let me just paint you one example of a very irresponsible home energy audit company. We have to be very careful because if you look closely at how these companies do their marketing, get their leads, sign the contracts, they are self-fulfilling their own sales funnel. They're coming to your house and telling you everything that's wrong with it. And lo and behold, they're presenting a proposal to you for everything that needs to be fixed, that they are the ones, the service providers, that are doing it. It could be, if you're not using the right company, It can be a scam. Can I say that? Scam? It can be a scam. Yes, I'm going to say that. And I'm going to tell you why. I was sent an energy audit not too long ago from a gentleman who lived in the house by himself. And it was a fairly large house. It had a lot of glass facing west. And the energy audit company came out. The great thing about the energy audit is if you're in the SRP or APS service providing areas, they will pay for the great majority of the cost. It only costs you under $100 to get the inspection done. And before y'all call Rosie on the house on Saturday mornings, before you go to the website and start seeking questions, you ought to get in touch with your utility company, find a list of the certified energy audit home performance companies they certify, and get a home energy audit done. Or go to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got two home energy audit performance companies already screened, already certified, and they're not going to give you a bunch of bogus recommendations. But anyway, this gentleman had a house. Big glass, I mean 12, 14 feet high, all facing west, just a huge heat radiator in the middle of the summer, trying to keep his house below 80 degrees in the summer, couldn't do it, had three honking air conditioners just running all the time, huge $800,000, $900,000 energy bills taking him through July and August and September, and the energy audit company came out and told him he needed to buy $8,000 worth of LED light bulbs.
Light bulbs, yeah, there you go.
You are not going to pay for $8,000 of LED light bulbs. You don't measure that payback in months. You don't measure that payback in years. You can't even measure that payback in a decade or more, okay? Probably take two decades, unless you leave all the lights on in your house 24 hours a day. So, what that home energy audit company missed was that the underground return air had a gaping hole you could drive a Volkswagen through.
Well, that profit margin on light bulbs is a lot better than crawling under that crawl space.
Yes, it is. So, on the topic of home energy audit performance companies, do yourself a favor and clue in to those we've already screened and certified for you at rosieonthehouse.com. Let's run down to Tucson. Welcome Kelly to the conversation. Kelly's been waiting a good long while, been very patient. Let's see if we can reward them with an answer to their question. Good morning, Kelly.
It's actually Amato Rosie, and we got KGBY here also.
Amato. Nice. Man, that's nice.
Hey, listen, before we start, congratulations to Romy on the new edition.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I was getting worried about you. You took a while there, huh?
Well, the wait was worth it. He got a good one, sweet Amanda.
Oh, that's good. Wonderful. Hey, while you were talking, Rosie, I just relived a nightmare of, you described every problem that we've had with our air conditioning system, and I think it just stresses the need to, you know, get competent, reliable, screened help. Before they even talked about the air conditioning unit, they said that we needed a new outside electrical box, and they wanted to charge us $2,000 for that on top of it because it didn't have enough amperage. Well, we got a local contractor to come in, and he just added, don't ask me what he did, but he added two circuits on there. And it worked just fine, and that was about $500 or $600.
That's great.
Yeah. So, beyond that, you were talking about the filters. One of the selling points of this air conditioning system was that they were going to use this lifetime filter, and I believe it must be the hydrostatic one that you described.
I would guess
it has an aluminum frame and it's metal, and you know, and according to them, all you have to do is like squirt the hose through it, let it dry, and it's good as new. Rosie, I went out there. I had my gas lawn blower from one side to the other, blowing it, shooting the power hose through it, the power washer and everything, and I couldn't get that thing clean.
It's impossible.
And beyond that, you were absolutely correct. It built up too much pressure. The air conditioner would, like, turn on and turn off and turn on and turn off. We finally went to paper, and that solved the problem.
Good.
But it was a disaster. Now, as far as cleaning out the ducts, you know, this was part of the package. Oh, we're going to go through your ducts, then we're going to squirt some antibacterial stuff in there. They had like a canister vacuum thing. I guess it was, you know, about 3 feet high. They taped off all the other ducts, and they put it up to one, and they attempted to suck it through. Well, this canister, they didn't have a filter in it. I guess somebody forgot to change the filter or something. The house was empty. It had just been newly painted, and it blew the dust from the ducts all through the entire house. I spent a week wiping down the walls and the ceiling and everything else. It was a disaster.
So have you found RosieOnTheHouse.com yet, Kelly?
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Oh, man. Well, you've been through your share of misery, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it is. Listen, I'm not a big believer in those permanent air conditioner filters for all the reasons you just listed. I can tell you, in expanding to the Green Valley area, Amato, Aravaca, Rio Rico, Tubac, that whole area, we have a company we have screened and certified that we really like, Green Valley Cooling and Heating. You know the area code. It's 520. Their number is 625-1234. They service any and everything having to do with cooling and heating south of I-10 along the I-19 corridor. And then for those of you that are listening, north of 10 in the Pima County area, of course, we have the longtime members, Temco Air Environmental, and you can reach them at, again, 520, the number 622-2909. We appreciate that. Hey, I want y'all to mark your calendars. You were talking about all the things Rosie on the House is getting ready to do and all the places we're getting ready to be. Mark your calendars for March 20th. That is Arizona Gives Day. Okay, and for 24 hours, you can go to azgives.org, select an organization, and make a donation. Be generous, and I want y'all to go to the Not So Gentle Tamer. That's the statue we're trying to get cast for the Prescott Valley Community Center. Take a look at it. It is a great commemoration of the women that have helped settle this great state of Arizona. Log on and make your pledge. March 20th, Arizona Gives Day. Find out more at azgives.org.